Hello and welcome to episode one of the Geek Mavericks Vodcast.
I am your host, Francis.
And I'm Anthony.
Did you say vodcast?
I said vodcast.
You can explain without it.
Well, it's a video podcast.
All right. We're just innovating left and right. Yeah. So we're off to a good start.
That's what we do. That's what we do here.
Yes.
So what are we doing today? We have quite a bit of things we'd like to cover.
Yes, we do.
So why don't we go ahead and start with why we are actually here?
I think that's a great idea.
All right, so to address the elephant in the room.
Yes.
So
it's a big elephant.
Reddit and BGG and Facebook is just blown up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we broke the
And
internet.
Reddit is nuts. Like this post was insanity. Yeah. It's interesting to see the different takes on everything and a lot of the uncertainty. Like people are really straddling the fence. And I think a lot of our current society and our current culture, people need to be told which side to be on.
Yeah, that is one thing that I've noticed is it's kind of like there's this need, and I could probably digress on this for hours, but there's this need to like have all the information right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to do any research. Just tell me who to like and who to not like.
And why?
Tell me, you know, who I should avoid and who I should be friends with. And I just need to know right now.
Yeah. And give me the TLDR because I don't need the deets.
If you don't have that, it's like people go into like, what do I do?
Culture shock. So it's interesting. Yeah. If you
so
read through
kind of,
you read
kind of
through
weird.
the Reddits and the people who are really well informed and were around a few years ago and understand what is driving this, you know, are able to articulate exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
but really then well. Those who weren't there doubt that that's true.
So right. Because it couldn't possibly be true.
Because it couldn't
because
be true.
Seem
because
like
it doesn't fit
deal.
This yeah. this you know narrative that we're terrible people.
Right.
We're just monsters. Yeah. So what we've decided is that, hey, this, the elephant in the room is, what is everybody talking about? What is this video?
Yeah.
And it's a video we took down 3 years ago that Francis will tell you all about. But I think the best way to just keep all the Redditors and BGG...
Yeah, just like calm everything.
Like, everybody just needs to chill.
Yeah.
And just sit back and listen and understand
right.
the context of what happened, how this was blown up.
Right.
Because, you know, a few people, you know, we're potentially, you know, hurt or upset by a certain message. But, you know, it'll be more clear when we understand. And we're going to give you the TLDR because we could spend an hour talking about this and just basically regurgitating everything that, you know, that
right.
we did years ago. So
yeah, well, and continue to do.
And continue to do on a regular basis because we're challenged. Every new person who comes into the community is told Antloud Games is terrible because of this. And then their first question is, well, what is that? I don't know what this is. Let me look it up.
Right.
And they can't get access to it. So then it opens up this whole, well, if it's down, there must be terrible because they're hiding it.
Yeah.
But that's not the truth.
Okay. Yeah. So so let me get into exactly, there were really like 4 points that I made that that this video was about. So the first one being how to set and communicate boundaries.
Right.
So this was all about sexual assault.
In the context of sexual harassment.
In the context of being in a situation where you have unwanted behavior coming your way, right? So first was how to set appropriate boundaries and communicate those boundaries clearly, saying no, things like that. The second was how to report if your boundaries have been violated.
Right.
And all of this, you know, is coming from a place of experience. I have not only a background in this, but also personal experience dealing with assault and also an abusive, in my case, marriage, but having to really hone my skills on this one. So these are things that saved me, and I really wanted to communicate how they could help other people. Third was being aware of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
So just understanding where you're at, where your exits are, kind of who's around, that sort of thing.
What's the situation?
Yeah,
where are you?
Like, situational awareness, right?
Are you in a bad neighborhood at 2 a.m. on the streets by yourself? Like,
right.
You should be a little more alert and aware at that point.
Yeah.
Not that you're doing anything wrong.
But
if you're, you know, I have to personally be alert and aware in those scenarios, right?
Right. And then finally, I talked about nonverbal cues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that was the piece or one of the pieces that was, I think, misinterpreted as victim blaming. And it was funny because in the video I actually said, this is in no way victim blaming.
Right. But
but that's how it was interpreted. So,
right. And, you know, there probably could have been ways to say it.
There definitely were. And this was a very, you know, I'm very emotional about this. I'm emotional about it now because I'm reliving my own trauma in doing this. And that's not a very easy thing to do. But part of part of one of, you know, one of my passions is saving other women from these bad things that are happening, because it certainly is an issue. In the comments of that video, I actually spent like 3 days after the video was published just responding to comments and questions and clarifying things that I had said. Definitely there were things I probably could have said better, and I clarified that all in the comments, and it actually really had the most amazing discussion in those comments. I learned a lot about, you know, other people's kind of situations, and maybe why some of this is more difficult for other people. I certainly understood that from the get-go, because again, these are things I had to learn myself.
So anyway,
that was really it.
She devoted 3 days straight of discussion, two-way discussion, addressing every question and every concern that anybody had, no matter how nasty they were coming at her. She was always polite, always, this is what we're, you know, what I'm trying to say. If it didn't come across that way, she apologized.
The thing is this. So this happened. Answered all the comments. I never heard directly from any of the people that were kind of slamming my name.
Who were the ringleaders, right? Like, so you always have sort of the ringleader of the mob, right? And there was about three or four of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, at that point, I wanted to talk to people about this. I tried to talk to people about this. Nobody wanted to talk to me about this. To this day, the people that kind of perseverate this stuff on Twitter have never spoken to me ever, and not even reached out in contact.
And you know, it's funny because, you know, even in some posts I see that, we tried to talk to her and she wouldn't respond. That's a load of bull, I can tell you right now. We responded to everybody.
Everything. And over
everybody.
Over the past 2.5 or 3 years, anybody who's ever reached out about this, I've had a great discussion about this. And there's been several instances where people are like, I don't really agree, or I agree somewhat, but we still get along fine.
Normal,
I still respect
normal
you.
Normal human
like
conversations
normal
and outcomes where you can agree to disagree, right?
So that happened. As a result of the comments, we did actually put out an update video where I apologized for and re-clarified some of the points I think that were a little bit confusing, like the stuff that was, I think, misinterpreted as victim blaming. That was also canned as hurtful as well.
Yeah,
so I got in trouble for that too.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. There's no recovery
from
something like this.
At the end of the summer, those 2018, whatever it was, actually it felt like it was earlier than that, but in any case, at the end of that summer, after, you know, these videos went up, they, you know, we decided, you know, if these things are still so hurtful, they're still causing so much, you know, of an issue with this community, even if it was only one person that was getting hurt by this, everybody else was pretty much understood what was going on. We decided to take the videos down off the channel. This was not something that was, we do board game playthroughs. We do, you know, we don't do.
Yeah, this was our one
stuff,
venture,
you know,
into getting into some, you know, being a voice in some of the space.
And really only because it's something that honestly matters to me so much and so personally.
So instead of making a video complaining about the situation, she made a video that she thought would hopefully give some good pointers to people, and it backfired, right? So,
well, I would say it backfired in a way. I did have so much support coming from a lot of people who were like, you're spot on. This stuff saved me,
which
too.
Made this whole scenario even more confusing because we got like the overwhelming response of support saying, this was a wonderful video, I'm glad you said this.
Right.
And a very small percentage of people who were hurt.
Right.
And I'm not discounting the small percentage of people that were hurt.
Yeah.
And we never would do that. And the fact that we hurt anybody in this
was devastating.
Led to us to
honestly devastating.
Yeah. And we took it right down. We're like, this is not the intent. So, but you know, like hoping that people would understand that and respect that and appreciate that.
Yeah.
But it was not the case. Like this same group had us labeled at that point.
Right.
And began a 2.5 year campaign of hate.
Mm-hmm. So from that point on, I was labeled a misogynist and anti-feminist and dangerous person and I don't know, myriad other things. And it kind of seems like it just piled on after that because like the reports that we got from people that were kind of on the inside of this was like, well, I was told that you were, you know, alt-right Christian, you know, I don't know, a crazy person or something.
Yeah, we were, so we were like, too religious. We were against everybody.
We were homophobic.
Unaccepting. And And we found ourselves really like defending our character and saying, well,
Right.
actually, none of what you just said is true. And here's a few examples as to why that's not true. And then I'm like, why are we defending ourselves to people who don't even know us?
Well, and the thing is, it was funny because like even people that we worked very closely with on our channel who had been told these things, we offered and we don't offer this to everybody because we don't want to open up the can of worms and hurt more people by really re-releasing the video. But people that we work really closely with, people that we consider friends, who are potentially hurt by it, we will like if you need to see the video,
If we need to
because
show you the evidence,
so
we
that you
have
can
it.
work with us and be
Yeah,
comfortable,
be comfortable.
like
Make your own opinion,
absolutely.
right? Don't listen to the haters. Watch the video, make your own opinion.
And we were told no, we don't
No, we're
want
good.
to.
We're good. We, you know,
And
we talk to you. We're good.
then later on, when those people would not support us, the response was, well, I didn't see the video, so I really don't know if I can believe you anyway.
Right. So that's when we realize
So I'm
that
like,
we.
okay.
So we cut ties. We cut ties with those folks,
And
didn't
I
we?
stopped, honestly, at that point, I was like, I don't, not that I don't know who I can trust, but it again, this is such a personal thing for me from the standpoint that I have to relive not only my own trauma, not from this experience, but from my past. And then now having to relive and redefend my own character, starting to question my own character because I'm getting this feedback that I'm this monster. So, just was completely not what we set out to do with our channel. Our channel is all about spreading kind of joy and love of board
Yeah,
gaming.
we and you if you've been with us a while, you know we always try to lift up, not push down. And if you're ever unsure of what kind of character we are versus what kind of character, like who's on the good side, who's on the bad side, just look on social media. It's pretty obvious.
Well, and I don't, like,
People, no, actions speak louder than words. That's all I have to say.
I
You've
think
seen
so
our
too.
actions. You know us. And so it's like, why do we have to keep defending ourselves? And when everybody says the biggest joke is like, you guys are such good people, I'm like, well, why doesn't everybody believe that? Like, so and I think that's pretty much sums it up. So like I said, if anybody tells you otherwise, they're willfully misinterpreting what was said in that video. Period.
Unfortunately,
There's no other no other way about it.
Right. Not
Look.
sure why, but
After 3 years, no one else had watched this video. Rado approached us because he wanted to understand what the truth was behind it, because he wanted to stick up for people getting bullied. And he said, "Would you mind if I watched the video and came up with my own, opinion on how this was?" Because he had never seen it. We let him watch the video. Here you
Which
go.
we
We never
don't
do.
do. Yeah, we
Watch
have
the
kind of a
video.
policy on
We'd
that now.
love to hear what you truly think about how terrible this video was. And he watched it, and his response was, you know, a couple of things could have been said better, but there is no way that you were victim blaming or doing any of these things that people are accusing you of. So it was like, okay, well, that's refreshing,
Which, but the thing is,
but
it's refreshing, but it's also what everybody else said
what everybody else
when they watched the
knows,
video, with the exception of a small population. So,
exactly.
anyway, that's the video. I don't really want to go more
So we're
into
not going
it.
to rehash it anymore. Like, this has been years and years in the making. It's done. We're not re-releasing the
No,
footage,
we're
you
not doing any of
know,
that. We're
just
not going down that
because
road
it's not
again.
that we're hiding it. We just no one else needs to get hurt by it, and that's the end of the
If you
story.
have questions about it, you want to talk to me about it, you want to talk to me about my experience, I am an open book when it
Bring
comes to
it.
that. Please let me know.
We'll talk.
That being said, that video and the kind of the hate that we received, while it contributed to a culture that made us leave, that was not the reason we left. So there's been a lot of this like the cancel culture drove AntLabs off the air, which is like a really
Or the
flashy
bullies chased
the
us
joke. Or the
out.
bullies won or something. We don't feel that way at all. So the like I said, for me anyway, it was really the culture which has become endemic that led us to the decision that this is no longer a space for us. It's not something that we want to deal with, having this come up every 6 months or so, or continue to have to defend our character and watching this happen to other people.
That's the big thing. And it's not like, well, you guys need thick skin, you're content creators. I'm like,
Yeah, we
yeah, we've
have thick
had it.
skin.
But when you're getting beat up for 3 years and the same people are coming at you and the same people are saying these terrible things, you know, we have to maintain a relationship with publishers, designers, artists, and other content creators. And when there's a group that are constantly working to destroy your reputation with all these people, they're not very comfortable working with you anymore. So how do you continue to, you know, review games and do playthroughs for publishers that really are like, man, I'm not sure if I want to work with you because I'm hearing some pretty nasty things.
Well, and to be clear, I don't think we've ever had a single publisher say, I'm not working with you,
no.
or as a result of
but
this.
But the thing is, you don't know who's falling off behind the scenes.
My point is this, you don't know, like, if we go to a con, like, if I go talk to a publisher, are they going to be feeling weird, like, I don't really want to be seen with them, because I might be, you know, like, I don't know, identified as a supporter
as
and also
supporter.
A dangerous person.
Yeah.
So, you know, that cultural piece, I think, is what really kind of drove us out, if anything did. And it's the fact that a lot of our content creator community did not feel that they could confidently stand up and not just support us, but speak against this bullying, frankly, abusive behavior.
Yeah. Because we weren't the only ones getting bullied.
No.
You know, we were just the loudest voice standing up against it and saying that, you know, this has got to stop. And other voices chimed in, but it just isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, here's the thing. We know there's a problem. We know the group causing the problem. The biggest joke is everybody else knows the group causing the problem. But the problem is, nobody wants to do anything about it. And that's fine. That's their choice.
Well, nobody knows what to do about it.
They don't know what to do about it. But at the end of the day, you know, like, we don't need to be subjected to that nastiness.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it breaks our heart to see these people getting hurt day in and day out.
Right.
And it's like, oh, we'll stay off Twitter. Like, we do. But it's still happening. People are getting hurt.
Honestly, it breaks my heart to see everybody get hurt.
Yeah,
because
everybody.
I know that the stuff that's, you know, coming from this particular group is coming from a place of pain.
Yeah.
I know that. That does not excuse the bad behavior.
At all.
At all.
It's almost like you have a free pass to harass. And the minute you get called out and everything turns back on you, you suddenly hide behind your closed Twitter and say, oh my God, I'm the victim now.
Right.
How can you do this? This isn't right. And like, well, if it were the other way around, would it be okay then? Like, it's just
and
such
it's very
a double
confusing.
Standard.
It's very, very confusing.
Yeah.
So,
we just have zero tolerance for it. Zero.
Yeah, I know. As far as what to do about it, that's up to you. Goodbye.
It's up to the biggest voices in that community. We hope that our leaving, you know, as rough and terrible of a decision it was, maybe that'll be a catalyst for someone to stand up and finally say,
maybe,
you know what, you guys, this isn't acceptable, and these are the consequences that you're going to face if you continue to do this.
Right.
And until that happens, until you actually just sit there and say, we're going to take away your toys if you don't stop this, they're going to continue to do it, and they're going to continue to hurt more and more people, and more good people are going to just leave the community. We've heard from a lot of good people that their intent is to leave the community, and it's unfortunate, and it's sad, because who's going to be left when the dust settles?
Right, yeah. It is unfortunate, because it's a great hobby. It's a fun hobby.
It's a wonderful community.
And the thing is, I don't think that this particular group of people understands is that there is so much support and kindness out there, but people are not willing to be harassed and then give kindness back.
Yeah, if these individuals would have just approached us
and
talk
said, hey,
to us,
I'm really hurt by this.
We would have gone to bat for them any
100%.
Day of the week. Any day of the week.
Absolutely. So anyway, I mean, I kind of digress.
Yeah, we're digressing. But hey, look, people, you know, I'm going to just one more thing. And then we can go and we're going to close this. Because I've been reading the Reddits. People are always saying that you guys are, you're not being very clear. The video was being, you know, we're talking about here, talking about there. We're not really sure what you're talking about.
Right.
You're vague. And there was intent behind that,
right?
Now, and I want to make sure that I clarify that here.
Yeah.
We specifically were vague about individuals and parties involved, because the right answer to this isn't go and attack these people who are attacking us.
Right.
That's never the right answer.
And we have reiterated that every single time we have to come out and do a video, you know, on something like this. That is the message.
A lot of people ask us directly, who was it? I need names. I want to go unsub from their channels. I want to go talk to publishers. I want to tell them not to. No, we're not part of that, right? Because to me,
that's what they would do.
That's what they would do. That's
and
what
that's
they've
not
been
what
doing.
Do.
And it's hypocritical if I go and do that to them,
right?
So who's going to be the better person here?
Right.
I'd rather be, I'd rather
Well, I'd
take the
rather be
high
the
road,
adult
right?
if
I'd rather
that's
be the
who I
adult in the
am.
room and say, you know what? No, leave them alone. But we need the adults in the room to stand up and say, stop doing this, right? Getting a bunch of our followers to send them nasty Twitter messages isn't going to solve anything. Even if you were able to chase two or three of them away, the group still exists. The culture still exists. It's a cultural
And that's,
problem.
yeah, and just like we were saying, it's not, this is not about us and what happened to us. It's not about these particular people doing what they're doing. It's a culture that we have all contributed to by either acting or not acting or reacting. And it's something that can only be fixed by the community. So this is not something that one person can stand up, take all the heat, and fix on behalf of everybody. It's not something that just content creators can stand up and say, this is wrong. You know, fans of like the shows, it's like our show or whatever, you know, go to designers and publishers and say, hey, we know that you're getting this from a certain group, but here's a, you know, here's a another perspective or whatever. You know what I mean? And you know, I think that it's a tough call, but if
The
everybody would
community
kind of
is
come together and not be so
scared.
shy and scared, I think that everybody would be really surprised how much we all have in common and how the goals are actually very similar. It's just that when everybody who is scared kind of cowers, the loudest voices come forward and they're usually the most aggressive. And so that's where we get this
And this is what we're
polarization.
seeing, right?
So.
So we opted to, you know, just exit because we don't see, we just don't see the action occurring. And, you know, we could stick around, but we've sat around for 3 years, right? And almost 3 years now.
It's been almost 3 years.
And through this, and it's like, if it's not going to change in 3 years, what's, yeah, I'm not going to stick around for three more years
Well, as
and
we
deal with it.
figured, we're like, what are we going to put all the energy into doing this? And we our subscriber base grows, and like maybe nothing changes, and we have to, you know, we keep dealing with this. Or do we pivot? Is it time? Have we grown into something else? And do we put our energy into something kind of
It just
different,
wasn't
you know?
fun being,
So.
you know, because you can't, and people are like, just do your videos and don't go on all these social medias. You have to, because how else are you going to stay informed of the market and the
Yeah,
product that you're representing? You have
it's
to be
a
part of the
hard thing
community.
to understand if you're not in it.
In it,
And that's why we kind of joked in the video. It's like at some point we became content creators, and
But you have to have
you
your,
do have to be looped
you
in.
have to.
And if you're not looped in, people are sending you stuff,
And you
you
don't know
know.
what to
And it's like these
expect.
people are talking about you. These people are talking about
You've
you.
got to
It's
stay
like,
ahead of the
okay,
news, and
well,
then when you're combing through Facebook to see a lot of, you know, publisher messages, you stumble across somebody saying nasty things about you, and you're like, oh God, here we go again. And I just can't do it. So that's that. One last note on the channel, on AntLab Games channel. Yes, we decided we're shutting the channel down. I did mention I'm gonna turn off the videos and basically shelve the YouTube channel. Good news, we're not gonna do that. I'm gonna leave all the videos up. Going all the way back.
All the way back to the first season.
And you know what? It's sort of a monument to what we've done and what we've all the work
It's a
we've put in
lot of
over the
work
years.
and really
And we're
cool.
very proud of it. Like
We are proud of it.
it's certainly our baby. I'm gonna lock all the comments on every video going back. So it's gonna take me some time. But I just only because we're not gonna monitor that. Eventually we're gonna like shelve the email, shelve the Facebook page, shelve the Instagram account. And literally just leave the channel so you can go and it'll be like an archive, right?
A little historical museum.
So you can all reminisce. We're trying to, what were we saying if we,
We're gonna have like a fire sale of all of our stuff.
or something, we're gonna make sort of AntLab the Firefly
Oh, the fire,
of board gaming content, you know? So it's like, it ended too soon, but now it's a
And
cult
now
hit.
it is a cult
Everybody's
hit.
wearing the t-shirts, the cons now, like, hey, remember AntLab Games? Those guys, they were so good. So that's our good news. Another little tidbit with regards to the new channel is that we had some obligations that we agreed to with regards to doing playthroughs, at least one right now.
Very exciting.
We are planning to do that on this new channel. So we will actually do a board game playthrough on this channel. You said we weren't going to do it, but you know what? Why not?
Why
You
not?
know, because we don't want to not do board games. We'll do them here and there. We just don't want it to be the core draw of what this channel provides anymore. And it's really just our way of serving a bigger community. and you know, and just getting to do anything we want.
Yeah, you'll definitely be seeing some games in here, because it's many of the messages that we got today were from publishers who are still like, but can we still like send you stuff?
Yeah, so you may see a lot
So
of
you may still
board
see some
games,
stuff on here, but
maybe reviews in a
yeah,
different format than
right. We'll
normal.
see. We're gonna explore
We're gonna explore. So it
and
won't
see
be
what
the
works.
same played out playthrough
Yeah.
review that we've been doing for so many years. Although it works,
Yeah.
it's just like I said, there's other places you
We're
can go
kind of
for
like
that.
hipsters when it comes to our content.
Yeah,
So it's like it
whenever.
showed up at like, Target.
Yeah.
And now we need to like go back and come up with something new,
Yeah,
right?
so we're gonna come up with some new way to sort of deliver this content. But
Right.
I think that about covers like channel updates, why we're
I
here.
think so
Is there anything
too.
else you can think of?
If I do, I'll let you know.
All right,
But that's
so
it.
now we're gonna go into our
Talk about the
mentor.
new. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about the mentorship program.
Mentorship
That's
program.
exciting too.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So we're going to talk about the mentorship program. So this is something that has been in the works. Well, it's been on our minds for a little while
Yeah.
in kind of a parking lot. And we decided this year that this was something we wanted to do.
Yep.
And we set out to do
We set
it.
out to do it,
And
and it started a
it's,
shitstorm.
well, it did. So that'll teach you a lesson about trying to do something good.
Yep.
But no, to be honest with you, we thought we were going to have maybe 4 or 5 people sign up. We have over 30 people in this program, 30 channels in this
Channels.
program. And many of those channels
Two
have,
people.
2 people. So this is a lot of folks. We have spent the last 2 days meeting and orienting with the folks, and we have such a cool group. Everybody is high energy. They all have something really unique to
Oh
bring.
yeah.
And
And they're
from
all
all around the world,
extremely
they're
motivated to
very
do
motivated and
this.
very excited. So, and it's funny because even coming in at over the last 2 days, which has been kind of like, again, a crazy firestorm, they're still super excited. And we're excited to share kind of what we know with them. And I'll go through the schedule really quick, what we're going to be talking about then, because we're really excited about this 12-week program. This week, and these channels, by the way, are actually going to be featured here on this channel publicly. What we're going to be doing with our mentees is meeting with them on a weekly basis, sometimes bi-weekly, to go over the content in a more granular way that really speaks to what they're doing as a channel. So week one, we're going to be doing exploring your why, so your purpose. This is foundational. Anthony likes to say you can't polish a turd, and he's not wrong. So
Hey, we've been there,
we've
trust
been
me.
there. So yeah, definitely getting a good foundation. So we'll be doing that. We'll be talking about technical filming and technical editing, which we're going to take them through actually what we do to film and edit from what we use down to the lighting. To lessons learned and things like that. Week four, we're going to talk about acquiring games, so kind of the strategies we use to amass not just our collection, but to amass what we're
When's
going
the
to
right time to
film,
ask for games? Like
right? And how
that's
do you
like
do
the
that?
big
And
question.
if you're not getting games right away, maybe you can't afford to buy them. How do you trade for them? What do you look for? What kinds of games should you get? All of that stuff we're going to be talking about. We have monetization, which is a really hot topic because everybody wants to make money on YouTube. So we'll talk about some strategies there. Saying no, that's important to do. We say no, or should say we said no a lot. We'll probably say no a lot more than we
Yeah.
say yes to things. And sometimes it's important because saying no means sometimes saying yes to things that matter a little bit more. So,
Exactly, yeah.
the art of a critical review. So sometimes you do have to give a bad review. How do you do it? We will discuss marketing and branding. Week nine, we're going to do giving and accepting criticism. So we're actually going to pair everybody up. We'll do some critiquing as well. We're going to talk about how to give really good criticism and how to receive criticism and negative feedback, two different things.
Yep.
And we had a commenter one time that wanted to scoop my eyeballs out.
Yeah. That's
So
not good feedback.
that's not good feedback. But how do you handle that?
Yeah.
So
Yeah, what's the right
anyway,
move?
best practices and ethics. We'll have growing networking and of course social media and how to deal with all of that. And then at the very end, we're going to do some individual critiques. We are hoping to be able to feature, I think, some of the trans, well, I don't want to say transformations, but we're hoping that folks will be able to polish up a bit, get some more confidence in what they're doing, because
Yeah.
again, they really all do bring something different to the tables.
Yeah. And we want to share this kind of journey with you. Like, I
Yeah,
think
absolutely.
it's interesting to
It's very
see
cool.
these channels sort of flourish and
Yeah.
become, you know, something special,
Right.
and really just kind of, you know, tweak their model and
Yeah.
just nail it. So it's funny because the questions coming out of the group is like, so you eventually going to create a model, yeah, create a model to
Monetize this.
monetize this and then start doing classes afterwards. Like, no, this is a one and done deal. Most likely we're just
Yeah.
going to do this and because it's a 12-week program, it's a lot of
Yeah.
time, and we're doing a full 30 basically
Participants,
30
yeah.
participants, which is a lot of focus. But we're not asking for anything. We are going to basically just give away all of our secrets.
Yeah.
And you wonder, like, why would you do that for these people? Like, why
Well,
not?
why
And
did
this
Willy Wonka give away the keys to the chocolate factory?
exactly. So, like, you know, we want to see people succeed in
Of
this space.
course.
We want to see
Yes.
people succeed in this world. And if there's anything you can do to help
Yeah.
lift people up, do it.
They're like, I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, well, just accept it and go on.
It's
We're
like,
not
whatever.
asking for
Yeah.
blood. We're gonna
Right.
throw a bunch of stuff at you. Keep what you want.
Right.
Throw away what you don't need, and you know, use what you can, get some subscribers, and go do your thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Right.
Why? They're not. We're not competitors here. We're all partners. We're all
Yeah.
collaborators, and you know, that's something we really wanted in our community, was that sort of camaraderie.
Right.
So at least we're gonna show them that, you know, as they enter this space and really start to develop, and then you know, go off
Send them on
and
their
yeah, send
way.
them on their
Yeah.
way. And we're not.
And we'll be here,
Yeah, we're not
but
here trying to cultivate and tell them who
right.
to talk to and who not to talk to. That's up to them. You know,
Right.
this is their space.
Yeah,
They
absolutely.
own that. You
Yeah.
know, we're not gonna tell them, you know, who's bad. But we did have to talk about what we went through today, and we
Yeah, of
were very
course.
candid and very open with them. We didn't name
Yeah.
names. And again, this isn't about finger pointing. This is just like, hey, look, this is what it is. Any questions? You know,
Yeah.
we explained everything they asked, and you know, we're
That's
just gonna
good.
move forward. This is it. We've got work to do.
Yeah. And if you did not get on the mentor program and you're starting a YouTube channel, I guess of any kind, I mean, this is really transferable skills when you think
Yeah.
about it. You can play along at home because, again, we'll be posting the videos here on this
Yes,
channel
so all of
to
those videos are going to be
help
posted here.
you become YouTube
Yeah. And
famous.
they're going to be, some of them are more board game specific, but
Yeah.
others are just generic enough that you could, you know, if you're looking to start your own channel
Definitely.
doing whatever,
Yeah.
you can do it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So that is it. Mentorship program.
Sweet. So that is all of the like housekeeping.
Yes. Let's get into some
So,
fun stuff.
we don't have a full agenda of like sort of the new topics we want to cover, like new. So like our the normal structure of our show is going to be probably like four or five different categories of geek stuff,
Yes.
right? Like
All of the
we're going
geek
to cover
stuff.
some books, we're going to cover
Right.
some shows, possibly movies, games,
Tech stuff.
tech stuff, home
Yeah.
stuff, maybe even some baby stuff. Like you know,
Yeah.
we all have, I'm sure, similar lives and have similar interests, right? So, you know, I'm sure
Or you
there's,
know someone who
or you know,
does.
somebody does. So maybe there's something that we do or
Yeah.
talk about that, like, oh, that show actually sounds pretty cool. Let me go check that out. So, being that we wanted to get some content out today, we tweaked it down to two.
Yeah, we have two things. We're going to talk about some shows,
Some
and we're going to
shows.
talk about some
Some
books.
books. So if you're interested in hearing about, we'll start with the show. Stick around.
Yes, all right.
All right, so Netflix and chill.
The shows. The
Yeah. So
shows.
I don't know, this is more a COVID thing, I'm sure, but I'm sure you're all in the same boat we are,
Yeah.
and just binge watching streamable
Everything.
shows on Netflix, Amazon Prime,
Hulu.
Hulu, and any other streaming
Any, yeah, I
service
was gonna say.
you subscribe to, or even cable on demand,
Right,
right?
yeah.
So,
Yeah, I think all of my like mom's groups on Facebook are like, I'm out of shows to watch.
Yeah, so it's like you end
What
up
else is
waiting
there?
for the next show
Yeah.
to hit Netflix before you can binge the whole season.
Yeah.
So we figured this segment we can really talk about shows that we've watched, like seasons of shows that we've watched,
Yes.
without giving away spoilers, but to really just kind of high level describe, you know, some of the plot
Yeah.
synopsis, what the actors are, who the actors are. And you know whether or not it may or may not be something to suit your interests, and we'll give you a couple of pointers about it. So,
Yeah.
what show did you want to talk about?
It's not geeky.
It's not
It might
geeky.
be.
Well, it's geeky enough,
it's
I think.
It's geeky, kind of, so, right? So I wanted to talk about this show called Working Moms.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who maybe are new to this channel and don't know us at all, and you're like, you guys are, like, kind of crazy. but whatever, we're here. We just had a baby 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And by we, I mean I had a baby. And I've been doing, like, the mom transformation for the past 6 months, and it's hard.
Yeah,
like it's harder than they tell you it is. So I started watching like a lot of these shows actually, and Working Moms was one that I started to get into. Some friends, I started watching it. There's like 4 seasons of it, so I was like, this will be a nice meaty one. I can watch the whole thing. And I wasn't really into it at first. It takes a couple of like episodes to get into it. But I had friends that were like, you gotta continue to watch it. So I did, and I'm so glad I did because it's so good. Anthony like rolls his eyes every time. He's well, you're usually like playing your game,
this is
video games or whatever.
Yeah, so this is like my gaming time where she gets to watch these shows.
Chilling.
That I'm really not interested in.
Yeah.
But I end up sort of listening and following along with the plot anyway.
Yeah, so he's like, wait a minute, what did he do?
Yeah. So
does she leave him?
I pop my head around for the most interesting parts, but otherwise I'm kind of, I'm in a world of tanks.
Yeah,
right now.
He is in a world of tanks. So it's the only world of tanks you're in. There's no tanks. There's no tanks, in any other world that you're in right now.
Nope.
So Working Moms is like, it's a Canadian broadcast, I believe, but it's on
A lot of Canadian shows coming to Netflix, which is interesting.
And you know what? I hope, like I dream every night that the Great Canadian Bake Off will come.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
Because it probably doesn't have Paul Hollywood.
But it has Daniel Levy.
Does it?
The first 2 seasons. He's hosting it. So. I don't know. I don't know who the
bread
eaters are, but
that I will
you
tune
would
into.
Watch.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Because we just got done Schitt's Creek too, which we're not talking about today.
We won't talk about that today. So,
so I'm watching Working Moms. It's a 4-season show. I think they're doing the 5th season now. Usually it's like 13 episodes a season. I think last year they only did 8 episodes. I'm believing that's because of COVID, but I don't know.
Most likely, I would guess. Yeah.
But it's extremely raunchy.
Yeah.
Like not one.
Surprisingly raunchy.
Not one that you can have on with the kids around.
Yep.
You know, it's just like a lot of swearing and like just like the content is completely raunchy, but it's so funny. And they kind of flip the script a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got like these, it's like follows kind of like 4 like moms and they all work. And the dads are kind of like almost like they end up being like stay at home dads in a way or something, or they're kind of like more moving through life, taking care of the kids while these moms are nuts. Like they're out of their minds for various reasons. But they, you know, they go through all their stuff and it's a lot of stuff that like really does, even though it's presented in a raunchy kind of way, a lot of it hits home. You can kind of get behind a lot of it and you can see, even though their lives are like so a mess, you're like, I get that. I totally understand how you ended up there because being a mom is freaking hard. Being a parent's hard.
Yeah. It's I consider it like a heavy comedy. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
there's comedic moments, but there's some heavy drama scenes in there.
Yeah.
And it's a mix. So it has, the show has ups and downs.
Right.
So it's an interesting ride.
It is an interesting ride. Yeah. So it's pretty good. But anyway.
So would you recommend? So I think this is a good segment where we'll talk about the show.
Okay.
And then, you know, would you recommend?
Oh, yeah, because we said we definitely have ones that I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah, people watching this show.
Absolutely.
It was that good?
Yes, it was that good.
Okay.
You could probably watch it with your baby if they're not old
enough. Yeah, yeah. So, and it doesn't have any real, like, I didn't recognize any of the actors.
It doesn't. I would let you know if there was somebody I recognized, but maybe I'm just like not up on Canadian film,
actresses and actors. Yeah, it's just it didn't seem like anybody I knew at least.
Yeah, no. But it was really good.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So cool. Another show
we're watching.
We finished watching is called Another Life, and this is a sci-fi show on Netflix. And it was pretty good, but look, I'll give you the synopsis. So, this is spoiler free because you could pretty much get this anyway. But there's this giant space like ring, vortex ring thing that comes into Earth, lands and creates this giant like pyramid temple.
It's like a crystal.
Like a giant crystal. Yeah, you're right. And you know, humans are trying to figure out what this thing is.
Because it literally just landed on the planet.
Yeah, and it's in the future, right? Yeah. So you've got this group of astronauts in this spaceship that they're sending to the system that this came from, right?
Like,
Because we
yeah.
in this show we have faster than light technology. We're able to fly there
And
in
we
a
know where the signal came from, I
pretty
guess,
reasonable time.
right?
We know where it
So,
came from.
yeah.
We know where the signal is exactly, and we know what system and what planet this thing came from. So we're sending a ship out to go there. It stars Katie Sackhoff, who most of you would probably know from Battlestar Galactica. She played Starbuck. She was also in The Mandalorian more recently. Been in a lot of stuff lately, Katie. And the other, her husband is played by this guy named Justin Chatwin, who, when I first saw him, I actually thought he was,
Oh,
I thought he
yeah.
was Pippin, or
Right,
Pettigrew
yes.
Took. So I thought he was the Hobbit because he kind of looked like him. So
But he's
I,
not.
so I, no, he's totally not. I IMDb'd him, and he actually is an actor who was in,
Shameless.
he was in Shameless,
That's where I know him
but
from.
I knew him from, it wasn't Naruto. It was one of those other, like cartoon, anime to movie,
He has like an anime
shows.
look.
Yeah, he does. So it almost looks kind of weird because he's
Nice.
got
I
like
was just
this,
gonna say like
because
his features.
he's got this beard. No, because he's like got a
Yeah.
full beard in this, and he's got like
Right.
a really kid face.
Yeah.
So it looks like
Since it makes you
so it looks
feel
like but it looks
weird.
like a fake beard he's wearing. So
Right.
and he looks like, because he still looks exactly like he did in that movie, oh God, it's not Naruto. It's one of those animes though. And he looks exactly like he did, and it's just that he's got a beard, so he just looks completely different to me. I don't know. It just
Yeah.
weirds me out.
But in any case, this show is like, it's kind of odd because they send all these folks up on the spaceship and they're going out to find this signal from the crystal, in Canis Majoris, wherever they're going. But like everybody aboard the spaceship is like 20 years old.
Oh yeah.
Like
They're kids.
they're horny kids,
Yeah,
okay?
they are totally.
And it's very interesting, very like diverse cast,
Yeah.
like lots of like representation.
Yeah, it's definitely a good mix of
It's a
characters.
definitely like a good representation, I think, of like where we would be in the future kind of thing. But so strange because I'm like, did we not have any like experienced astronauts? Or maybe we do have experienced astronauts and they're doing other stuff. I don't
No,
know. But they are supposed to be like highly acclaimed in their fields.
he was in Dragon. I had to
Oh,
look
you
this
had to
up
look
because it
more.
killed me. He's
Yeah.
been Dragon Ball Evolution, the movie. He plays
Oh,
Goku. That's
okay.
where I knew this guy from, and so yeah, it like these kids are like, I would imagine they're like this. These are like college kids
Right.
who are responsible
It seems like
engineers
they're
for a
it's like
spaceship.
they're interning on this ship,
Yes,
is what it seems
but
like it
they're in
could be.
charge
Yeah.
of like engineering, power, they're repairing things.
And the
I'm
future of
like,
humanity,
and the future of
like
humanity lies in the hands
basically.
of these kids who have like early 20s issues going on,
Right.
and they have trouble controlling their emotions.
Yes.
There's all
Oh,
this
yeah.
drama.
Right.
It just gets kind of weird at certain points
Yeah,
because of
it's.
that. Because you're used to there being almost a militant crew
Aboard a starship.
aboard a starship,
Right.
right? There's a captain and
Right.
there's a crew and
Yeah.
there's a chain of command, and that is held to a T.
And I think even in the first episode, that was challenged. That's
Yeah,
all I'll
so
say
now
about
we'll
that.
just say
But
that
like,
much, right?
yeah.
And the outcome is like, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, what? I don't even know what's happening right now. So all and while we're saying this, because like I for the premise of the story,
Right.
it had us hooked because I wanted to know what this thing was and
Yeah,
where they were
yeah.
going and what was going to happen. But if you can get past all of this sort of young adolescent stuff,
Right.
that really kind of some of it just didn't have a place there, and a
Right.
lot of the loose, non-serious command of the crew on the ship
Right.
and the
Yeah.
shenanigans,
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy the show for what it is.
Yeah. I mean, we enjoyed
We
it
enjoyed
for what
it
it
for
was.
what it was.
Yeah.
So could I recommend? It's a recommendation, but all the
Yeah,
things we
yeah,
said,
yeah.
right? So, because you may turn it on and be like, Now, I don't know if any of you have ever watched The 100, because that has like, it's about kids, right? In a very adult situation, But they're kids in an adult
And that
situation,
was a
and
kind
that
of
wasn't their
intentional,
choice,
right? Yeah.
right? This is, America sent up these kids to
Kids
be
meaning like young adults,
kids. Yeah, they're like, I
but
mean, they're like 20,
right,
19.
yeah.
Like, honestly, they're like young college kids,
Right.
and they're controlling the fate of humanity. So it just kind of just, you would expect there to be a more experienced person
Right,
running
yeah.
that
That
mission.
enterprise,
Yeah,
yeah.
and it just wasn't the case. So
Right.
that's where it kind of lost a little bit of realism for me, and I kind of like try to sink onto the realism
Yeah.
bit. Maybe it's my military background. I'm just used to a military
It
structure.
could be up for a starship. You're like, that's not how a
It's
command
not how
my
I would command a
starship. Yeah.
starship, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I give it a recommend, but a
Yeah.
recommend but.
Okay. Yeah.
All right,
Sounds good.
so those were the two shows we want to talk about today.
Okay.
Next, we'll talk
I
about
want to talk
books.
about like what we're reading.
Yeah, let's talk
Yeah.
about
Okay.
books. All right, so what is up in the book club?
Up in
Up in the
the
club?
It's like the not coolest club
This is totally not a cool club.
ever.
Let me go first, because
Yes. Yeah.
mine's not as serious as yours.
It's like all my stuff makes people fall
I read
asleep.
fun
Okay.
stuff. She reads all the serious stuff, all the, like the self-help books.
Yeah.
That's too real for me.
Hey.
So,
Have you seen my life?
yeah. So I gotta. So let me, full disclosure. I am an Audible junkie.
Yes.
I've been listening to Audible audiobooks for years. I used to read heavily, like fantasy, back when I used to commute to New York 20 years ago, like ridiculous long time ago. I used to work downtown, across the street from where the World Trade Center was. And I'd have an hour and a half commute in the city and an hour and a half commute out of the city
Right.
every day. I had it down to reading 1,000 pages a week. Like I was ripping through books like it was
Like real
no, yeah,
books.
like
Yeah.
real hardcover books, like it was nobody's business. When Audible came around, you could listen to it in your car, because I had a long car commute later on in life. This became my go-to because I could still listen to books. So,
Yeah.
and I can, at some point I'll talk about some of the older big series that I used to
Yeah.
listen to, and I'll give you all some pointers and recommendations on that. But but I listen to a lot of series, in the audiobook space, just because it gives you a lot of longevity to a storyline and to certain characters. And
Yeah.
you see it a lot in sci-fi, you see it a lot in fantasy. So the series I'm going to talk about right now is called the Helldivers series.
Yeah, I didn't read this
And you didn't
one.
read this one. Usually we
No.
read the same books, but
Yeah.
this one is was one I read on my own. It is a 7-book series, and the seventh was the final book. So you will finish this series, and the seventh book actually came out in July of last year. So it's fairly new that it finished. What's important and what draws me and what drew me originally to this series is that you'll get used to, if you listen to audiobooks, you have your favorite narrators, your favorite
Oh,
readers, right?
yeah.
So the narrator for this series is a gentleman by the name of R.C. Bray.
Oh, he does this too?
Yes, and this which is why
Oh,
I chose this. So R.C. Bray
right.
is a phenomenal voice actor,
So good.
who does another book series that we're both listening to that we won't bring up yet,
Yeah.
and he does it among others. So I basically just go to every series that he's done and just listen to it. Some of them I'm like, eh, but this one is a little bit different. So what is Helldivers, right? So the Helldivers series is it takes place in a post-apocalyptic future, where the world's been nuked, and instead of people living underground, there were a series of these giant airships that are
Hooray.
flying around in the sky, because there's all these like big storms. There's a whole lot of radiation on the ground.
Sounds very familiar.
It does. So yes,
It
yeah, so, is it Cloud Age? Does it remind you
sounds
of Cloud
cloudy,
Age?
yeah.
So you're in these. They're not dirigibles though. They're
Right.
like they're just these giant ships where people live. The last of humanity
Yeah.
is in these airships, and they have these Helldivers who actually have to dive to the surface through storms and terrible clouds to gather resources to keep the hive afloat and functioning, right? So there's a whole lot of stuff that happens, about the planet, new discoveries. It follows a main character by the name of X Xavier, and he's sort of like it follows basically his story, and some of his and some of the other Helldivers as well. It goes on and off, and I don't want to give too much away, but really, really enjoyed the series.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's the best series because it's kind of like just a lot of action. And, you know, the writing's decent, but there's a lot of gore.
Okay.
So if you're okay with gore,
What would you like compare it to? Like based on stuff that I've read? Because you know what I've
I don't think you've read anything.
read.
You know what? Gore level would probably be like the zombie series that you read.
Oh,
Zombie
okay.
Rules, like it's another series you
Okay.
read, Zombie Rules. It's
Yeah.
kind of like at that level.
Okay.
Like, you know, a lot of people die in these books.
Right.
Like it's
Yeah.
just it's and some in some pretty messed up ways. So if you're able to kind of process that, that's fine.
Yeah.
There's some pretty uncomfortable situations
Hmm.
that they come across, but nothing over the top.
Right.
Like just some of it like
Okay.
gets your blood pumping and you're like, oh my God, what's gonna happen here? And you know, then you know the outcomes aren't always great.
Yeah.
Which, you know, those are kind of good twists in books. They're sad, but it's interesting.
Right.
So Helldivers, 7-book series, I do give that a recommend. I think if you're into sci-fi, you're into post-apocalyptic, you're into sort of this like almost military-ish
Yeah, I think
kind of story.
a lot of the titles that you get are like, but I think post-apocalyptic tends to be very militant
Militant, yeah, because like
too, because of the
that's the order.
structure.
Yeah, you need
Yeah,
that
you need
structure in
that.
order to sort of survive. So that is my recommendation for this podcast,
Awesome.
Helldivers series
All
by
right.
Nicholas Sansbury Smith.
Yes. Narrated by
R.C.
R.C.
Bray.
Bray.
Yeah.
He's such a good voice actor.
Yep.
Can I talk about my book
You
now?
certainly can.
This is the kind of geek that I am. We should call this channel Nerd and the Geek.
We could have.
Because I think I'm more of like a
You're
nerd.
more the nerd and
Do
I'm
you
more the
see
geek.
this?
Yeah, this is what I live with
Disaster.
day in and day out.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about this book because if you are a friend of mine, you've already heard about this book like probably 20 times in the last couple of weeks,
Okay.
because I've been reading it like crazy. It's very thick. This author is very long-winded, but he's amazing. So this is a book called Not Nice. And it's got a very like self-helpy kind of pitch on the cover, which to me sounds really floofy and like I might like hide this if people come over because I don't want them to see like stop people pleasing, staying silent, feeling guilty on the cover of my book. But I do like the catchy title called Not Nice. Anyway,
And how appropriate.
it is appropriate. Maybe Dr. Aziz Ghazipura is the reason that we left
Maybe it is. Yeah, I
the
think a lot of
community.
the fundamentals in this book that you've read
It
to me,
does,
I'm like,
yes.
wow.
Yeah, like for as much as he makes fun of me for these like kind of personal books, this contains a ton of like actionable stuff. When I'm putting the baby to bed, that's kind of my like reading time now. Because it usually takes a little bit of time to put her down and stuff, and so I can get through a lot of content. I always come downstairs after she's asleep, and I'm like, so in my not nice book today, they talked about, setting boundaries, avoiding disagreement, like all these kinds of things or whatever. What this is about is essentially those of us who were trained with rules about being very, very nice. And that was definitely me. Not that that's not great. I know it sounds like, oh, you're such a nice person. And he sort of makes you feel disgusted by somebody being like, oh, they're so nice. Because what he explains is that being nice in a lot of ways is not as nice as it sounds, because what a lot of people do is just try to avoid conflict. They
Right.
try to avoid uncomfortable situations. And they do that by just placating other
Yes.
people and accepting a lot of really bad behavior from other people because they don't want to stir the pot. And some of us were kind of either raised that way or, we wanted to just make everybody happy for some reason. I'm definitely a people pleaser. I like to do things for people to make them happy. Some of that is for them, a lot of that is for me. So this is a kind of entire workbook, I would say. He's got like tons and tons of exercises in here on chapter to chapter about kind of just getting through that and how the opposite of being nice is not being an asshole, because that's what you think is like, well,
Right.
if you're not nice, then you're a D-bag or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily it. Like the opposite of being nice is being respectful of both the person you're interacting with and also yourself, and setting your own boundaries. Talking about how to approach uncomfortable situations, dealing with discomfort, and really letting that set in with you, which I just love. I have all these little tabs coming out of it. And he has like a nice assessment in here. You can like kind of rate how nice you are.
Is this the book that tells you that it's okay to offend somebody?
Yes, it is. Like, yes. And this is...
So this would be labeled as dangerous.
Yeah, like this chapter is called Please Like Me.
Yes.
Because again, it kind of goes into why we want people to like us, why we feel like we need to be liked. Not everybody is afflicted with this.
Mm-hmm.
Some people kind of take it to the extreme, and he talks about kind of how there's this continuum of,
yeah
you can go kind of the a-hole route.
Yeah.
But there is like a nice balance,
there's a nice
in the middle.
And what you
where
told me about.
It's, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
not,
ahead.
You know, like it's okay. Like I think mm-hmm. what the interesting takeaway from this is like, look, it's okay to offend somebody.
Right.
Right. You don't have to, like, you don't have to worry about saying something that somebody's going to take
yes.
offense to, because somebody, there's always somebody out there
right.
who will always take offense to something you say.
Right.
Right. Now, if you're out to hurt somebody intentionally, that's a different story.
Yes.
Right. But, and we were talking about an example, like, hey, if I am friends with a vegetarian, and I
right.
say, you know what, I want to go eat. So I need to eat that cow. That looks delicious.
Yeah.
That might be offensive to my vegetarian friend, you know, and if they tell me, hey, that was offensive, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. But
you don't have to apologize.
That's what this book
for
tells you.
Not wanting to eat vegetables.
Yeah, I don't have to feel bad about me eating the
right.
cow.
There
but
was,
I, you know, I don't. I just will make sure I respect
yeah.
that person in that scenario.
Right. Maybe not like, eat
I'm
a
not
burger
eat
in front
of their
them.
Face.
Yeah, exactly.
But I shouldn't feel guilty
right.
for doing something I
right.
enjoy because this person doesn't agree with
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So this, like, okay, one of the things that I tabbed, my very first tab in this book was it says like the approval seeker cannot tolerate being disliked, right? The powerful you gives complete permission for others to think whatever they'd like and loves that diversity of human experience. You know that the only criticisms that bother you are the ones that you agree with. This resonated with me because I was like, ooh, like that's true.
Huh.
You know, we had a criticism actually the other night. I thought about this quote from the book because it was on one of our videos, and the person had said he was like, I'm so glad this game isn't being played by two Francises because the rules would be completely it would be a disaster.
He said,
like,
Anthony has been correcting every
yeah.
one of Francis's moves for her. If this was played with two Francis, the game would be a disaster.
Yes, it would be a disaster. And at first my heart was like, ooh, like,
yeah.
you dick. You know what
and
I mean?
I was like, burn.
But it was a hard burn. But then I was like, wait a minute. Why did that hurt me so much?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Because I completely agree. And it's funny because later on in the book, he talks about kind of like criticism and kind of dealing with that.
Yeah.
But in my response to him, instead of kind of going back and being like, you know, you a-hole, I was like, you know what? You're right. Like, it would be a complete disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I've been up since 5:30 this morning, and we film these playthroughs when the baby's asleep at 12 o'clock at night. Like, I've been up for way too long to teach anybody how to do anything.
Yep.
And, you know, yeah, Anthony's correcting me a lot because, frankly, I'm having a lot of fun with this, and I'm not focusing on, like, what this card does.
Yeah,
you know?
The rules, yeah.
And you're absolutely right. And he responded and was like,
very
obviously,
nice and respectful
yeah,
way.
He's like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, your priorities are totally in the right place.
Right.
That's really tough. So
that's
but,
how you,
yeah.
that's how you should
yes.
interact, right? That's
yes.
the right outcome.
Yes.
You know, the wrong outcome is you're a jerk, get
yeah,
off my channel.
Yeah, which is easy to do. And
block.
And it comes from an emotional place, but
yes.
I like that. Like, I like having control over those things where
yeah.
I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Why does this bother me so much? He has like the whole thing you kind of write throughout the book and stuff about your rules that you live by.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that we kind of like learn as we go through different experiences about how we should be and how we should act. Like, I should never make people upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's something that we've kind of like learned that isn't necessarily always, like, you're not going to go out and outright hurt somebody.
Right.
But if in a healthy relationship,
right.
in a healthy interaction, it's okay to disagree and have discourse.
Right.
So obviously you can't control other people, but you can definitely control yourself.
Correct.
There's just so much good stuff in this book. Yeah, you can tell by how many tabs,
how many little tabs
that
got.
I have.
So, is that book a recommend?
Oh, 1,000%. Mm. If I was a millionaire, I would buy this book for everybody I know.
Do you really need to be a millionaire to buy that book for everybody you know?
I probably don't need to be
a millionaire. You know, like six people.
I do. Now I do. No, I know more than six people, but this will definitely be on my, maybe on my gift list to people, or I mean, maybe not, because that's kind of presumptuous.
Yeah, look, that's something we could come up with at a later time. It's a good gift idea.
This is so good. I might actually do like a review on this book and like put it on the website.
Okay.
Because I've been doing those kinds of things for work lately, and I might do it for this channel. We'll see.
Very cool.
Yes.
All right.
Highly recommended.
There you go. That's the bookshelf.
The bookshelf.
Is that what we call it?
No, but I like that.
Oh, okay. I think that's the name of this segment.
Okay.
The bookshelf. All right, so if you're still here and you made it through our first vodcast.
Our first vodcast. Yeah.
Then, hey, look, we appreciate it.
This is our, we're
going to like navigate our way through this, right? It's going to have its ups and downs.
This
it's going to be a bumpy ride.
A pile of clay.
Yeah, and we're just molding it.
Right.
Little by little, we'll get the studio sorted.
Can we do it ghost style though?
What does that mean? Oh, you want to do? Oh, like with the actual? No.
Okay.
So
we won't do it ghost.
So we'll get this ship shape.
Okay.
And hopefully it's enough to keep you coming back and there's enough interesting context. But
Yes.
Look, you're here because you want to watch us, right? Because
yes.
we're giving you some value in this, right? Otherwise, it's just like, you know what? I don't have time for these two, and then they're off the rails. But if you don't think we're quite off the rails yet, we want to hear what you want to hear.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. What do you want us to talk about? Is there anything you'd like us to cover? We're open to all suggestions. Mm-hmm. We want to make this show something that you, the viewers, want to see.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with whatever content we think we can.
Right.
But, you know, we're always open to suggestions.
Yeah.
We're definitely open for a Q&A. So if you guys want to send in questions, please do. We can do a whole segment on questions and answers.
Yeah.
Anything goes. Whatever you want to know.
Yeah. I think that our goal right now is to do a podcast a week.
Yeah.
Along with some other videos for the channel. And we may, if you guys have like a ton of questions or you want us to talk about various things, we might be able to do like a Q&A, separate Q&A podcast episode or something. But we'll see. But
yeah, we will still cover board games.
Know.
If there's certain board games or video games, consoles, technology, items, gadgets, whatever you're curious about and you want us to cover, let us know. We may already have it.
Yeah.
And be able to
do.
Talk about it. Yeah. So we will absolutely do that. We're definitely still going to continue to cover some board gaming content.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't lose
hope.
Gaming's
a huge part of our life.
It's a part of our life. It's what we are.
Yeah.
So we didn't give up gaming.
No.
So don't lose hope there.
All right.
So
I think that pretty much does it.
All right.
For now.
So thank you for joining us for our new journey, and we'll see you next time.
We'll see ya.